Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, since you're already standing, let's take out our hymnal and turn with me, please, to hymn 67. Hymn 67, and we're going to read together the first stanza. Hymn 67, "The Bridegroom Soon Will Call Us." As you see, this is an Advent hymn. And next week begins Advent. Let's read together the first stanza. "The bridegroom soon will call us. Come, all ye wedding guests. May not his voice appall us while slumber binds our breast. May all our lamps be burning and oil be found in store, that we with him returning may open find the door." Today, dear friends, you will hear that you are being prepared for the return of the bridegroom. Please be seated. For some of you, this will sound familiar. Be prepared. It's the Boy Scout motto. You know, it's also the motto of the church. We too are to be prepared, for we do not know the time or the hour that the bridegroom will return. Thus, this morning, as you've just seen with our children, you're being prepared for the return of the bridegroom. So let's keep our text this morning in context. We begin with the words of Jesus. "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept." 10 virgins. We remember from Scripture that the number 10 is very important for us. It's the number of completeness. The church is now complete, for the virgins are a sign of the church. A virgin is one who is pure. And you and I have been made pure in the blood of the Lamb. Remember in Revelation, we are told that we dip our robe in the blood of the Lamb and it comes out pure white. But 5 of these pure ones, they're foolish. Jesus uses an interesting word. He uses the word more. More is the root word of where we get the English word moron. They are insensible. They are not discerning. Jesus is saying that they are moronic fools who thought that they could bring an empty lamp. You see, they are this way because they thought that the bridegroom would come quickly. They thought that they didn't need any oil. They thought maybe the little flicker of flame that they had would be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. But we also hear of the 5 wise virgins. And the Greek word that Jesus uses for them means sensible, discerning, wise. Why are they wise? Because they have enough oil. Their lamps are full, and not only is their lamps full, but they bring along jars of full oil also. In other words, they are running over. They are overflowing with faith. You see, the bridegroom is delayed, and it's in his mercy that he is delayed so that more and more can hear the gospel and come into the church. But we see and we hear here in our text this morning that the virgins, all 10 of them, they become drowsy and fall asleep. Now we know as Christians, this sounds familiar to us. For when we Christians die physically, we are still living spiritually. And as Paul tells the Thessalonians, that we do not die spiritually, we only fall asleep. So the bridegroom is delayed. which means that each and every one of us are living in the end times right now. Either the Lord could come this very next second, okay, maybe the next 4 or 5 seconds, or He may wait weeks or months or years. But one day you and I will die physically, and there's our end. That's the end for us. We will fall asleep. And once you fall asleep, there's no more filling your lamp of faith. Therefore, we have to be careful. Some people will tell you that this is about watchfulness. It's not about watchfulness at all. For when we fall asleep, we don't have to be watching anymore. But what it is about is being prepared. But at midnight, there was a cry. Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will not be enough for us and for you, go gather from the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. And the door was shut. Yes, the bridegroom comes, and the bridegroom will come at an unexpected time. The virgins will awake. Those who are asleep across Shum Road, they will become awake. And when we go across Shum Road into our cemetery, we too will awake. And we will trim our lamps. That lamp of faith will still be brightly burning for you and I. But for the foolish, those who thought that they could save themselves, their lamp is not brightly burning. It's only a tiny little flicker, and there's no oil. What are they to do? You see, my dear friends, Jesus, your heavenly bridegroom, He is coming for His bride, the church, which means He's coming for each and every one of you. And Jesus uses a very important analogy here in this parable. He's using an analogy of the ancient wedding customs of Israel at the time. You see, there was a betrothal, a spiritual wedding of man and wife. And then the husband was expected to go and find a suitable living space, a house, for his new bride. Once he found a suitable living space for his bride, he will come back. And there they would have a wedding feast. They would rejoice, for now the wedding would be consummated as the bridegroom would take his bride. And they would live happily ever after, hopefully. We know that when our heavenly bridegroom comes, we too will be joined with him once again, and we will enter into his kingdom, and there we will live forever in the heavenly feast, and we will rejoice and be joyful forever. My friends, the oil in the parable this morning is your faith that has been given to you by your Lord. And you just saw a perfect shining example of that here with the children. And that's why I did it. Not only to teach them, but to teach you the importance of you being here each and every Sunday. For you being here at the altar when the Lord's body and blood is being served. Why it's important for you parents, or for anyone who hasn't been baptized, to be here, to be filled with faith. For you do not know when your heavenly bridegroom returns. And if he finds you empty, I left the cup down there on purpose. Because that's where you'll be found, crushed in the outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the question is, who supplies this faith? Well, you and I know this, although there are many who teach today that they resupply themselves. They supply the faith for themselves by their good works. Well, let me remind you what Scripture says about good works, and I'll read it for you. Some of you may remember this because I know for one of you in particular, it's your confirmation verse. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, so that no one can boast. My friends, it's not of yourselves, because your good works will not save you. This, what you receive here at the font, what you receive here at the altar, what you receive from this pulpit, is a gift of God, a free gift. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. No one can stand before their Lord and say, "Lord, look what I have done for you." And he looks at them and he sees that they are empty. And therefore, last week we heard in the parable of the sheep and the goats, they will make excuses. But when you stand before the King and before your holy and righteous judge, there are no more excuses. And frankly, my dear friends, there is no excuse for you not being in church. For here is where you receive that gift from God, His body, His blood, the preached word, baptism. You see, the foolish Christian will not be prepared when Jesus returns. They won't be able to buy faith, because on the great last day, the age of grace has come to an end. There is no more buying or selling. There's only judgment. There's no more outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There's no more resupply of faith. Oh, they may search and search and search, but they will never, ever find faith outside of the Word, outside of the means of grace, because faith is by God's grace, as you've just heard, and it is poured out here within the church via the means of grace. So therefore, my friends, the groom comes to take his bride, and we know it happens here at the wedding feast of the Lamb. Each time you come to church, each time you stand at the altar, each time you sit here and listen to the preached word, you're being filled, and you're being filled, and you're being filled, even to the point of overflowing. Thus, Jesus concludes by saying, "Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." True, he says watch here, but Jesus is referencing us back to Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, where he closes by saying, "Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." Therefore, our watching is preparedness. We are to be ready for the return of our heavenly bridegroom. Watching means to be constantly staying focused, to remain focused on that which saves us. He who hung here from the cross, the means of grace, that's what we are to focus on. My dear friends, as we now close, your Savior loves you so much, so very much, that He went here to His cross to die for you, so that you could receive from Him His body and blood and live. And live to the life that is to come. The life that is to come in His kingdom. For when He does come, He will invite you in and He will say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." He finds you full. And that's why it is well. And that's why you are good, because of what He has done for you. And therefore, He will invite you in, His dear little forgiven lamb. And you will live with your Savior. You will live with your heavenly bridegroom forever and ever. Amen. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come quickly indeed. In His name, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.